Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend John Clifton. John is with the Gallup organization. He's director, managing director of Gallup's Global Analytics, among other jobs he has there. John, thanks again for being here. Thank you for sending over this research that you guys conducted with Americans on their attitude about freedom. And I want you to tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Jim, we asked a question to the world 10 years ago, and we said, in this country where you live, are you satisfied or dissatisfied with your freedom to choose what to do with your life? In America, that registered at 91% who said that they were satisfied. Now, for Americans, that made sense because we are about 11th in the world,
right,
out of some 140-odd countries. Well, that number today, after a decade, stands at 75%, making having America fall all the way down to a rank of about 71st, dropping us out of the top half of the entire world. So that means that 16% drop is about 40 million Americans who feel very differently about their freedom today as they did compared to 10 years ago.
Well, that is a really troubling trend that you just reported there, John. And let's break that down. What did you guys, I mean, I've got some of my own thoughts on what's caused that incrementally, one piece at a time. But what did you guys come up with?
Yeah, well, we think it's one of two things. And we see this qualitatively as well as quantitatively. The first thing that we think it might be has to do with economics. And a thing that you've reported a number of times, if you look at a thing like household income, yes, it is up since 2011, but it hasn't changed since 2007. So while there's all this euphoria on Wall Street with some of the biggest highs that we've ever seen, people don't necessarily feel it in their own paychecks.
That's what I've been reporting, John, as you indicated. I've been reporting now for years the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, which is what you just said.
Exactly. And it's not just income. I mean, if you look at something like unemployment, everybody looks at the one figure of about 5%. And because it's down from 10%, we all say, well, the jobs thing must be fixed. But when we, of course, isolate workforce participation, and we know it's the lowest it's been in 40 years.
Right.
The Economist reported about 2 months ago that if you add those people that fell out because they're, just can't find work and they've just given up, and you do that for 25 to 54-year-olds, unemployment in America is worse than it is in France.
Well,
the jobs picture is not totally fixed, and people probably, when they say, how's your freedom? Well, if you're not doing well financially and your financial well-being is not strong, it's going to show up in how you feel about your own personal freedom.
One thing I always like to point out here, John, is that around here I define freedom as being from God, and liberty is what you and I give to each other, and how we feel about the where we live, about how our ability to have options. To me, liberty, if I have liberty, I therefore have options. And what I think is happening right now I think you guys did the right thing by making your poll the way you did, your survey the way you did, because most people don't think about liberty the way I do, even though I think it's accurate. But still, I think freedom is a good way to poll people. But if you have options, then you're going to feel more free, as you say. If you don't have options, if your options are becoming limited, which, like you talked about, the employment situation, the pay situation. If you probably know this, but entrepreneurship is taking a hit in America right now, John. If you have fewer people who are feeling entrepreneurial, or who are actually becoming entrepreneurs, those people are answering your question, and they're dropping this down to the 75% number. Those kinds of things collectively, a student, a 20-something who's just out of college, can't get a job, they've got $40,000 in student debt. They're not feeling like they've got any options. They're going to put a ding in your survey, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It all adds up, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the other thing is still, if it's solely the economy, then we probably would have seen this in other wealthy nations, particularly when the world was hit with the global economic meltdown. But the funny thing is it's not happening in other wealthy democracies. Three that come to mind are Denmark, Finland, and Canada.
Right.
All of them had about 96% of people that said that they were satisfied with the amount of freedom a decade ago, and it's virtually unchanged today. So it's not like the entire world had this sort of hit from the economic crisis, and everyone felt a little less satisfied with their freedom.
But John, I have to on those. I've been to Denmark, and it's a very placid place. It's a wonderful place. The people are wonderful. The Danes are great people. Very tall, by the way. They're very tall people. But I'm going to push back on that a little bit, because those folks might have a little bit of false sense of freedom, because they're, you know, so much is done for them. Some of their options are limited, and it's become. I won't go into the long story. That's all I'm going to say about those countries. I think it's a little bit not apples and apples there, I guess is what I'm saying. Does that make sense? Do you see that?
It does. And Jim, what I would say the answer is probably has to do with expectations and reputation.
There you go. That's exactly.
Americans probably have the highest bar of what freedom means.
I mean, that's much better said than that's much better than how I said it, and it's what I meant. John Clifton, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. More to come on this survey on how you feel about freedom. 10 tips, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.